So good morning to everybody. My name is Mari Ikonen. I'm a director of student and academic services here at the University of Jyväskylä, and I'm very proud and honored to welcome you all to our university and to our city and to our country. I'm very happy that you are here in our university. Our university is founded 1934. I'm not going to have an introduction to the university deeply at the moment, but we are one of the largest universities in Finland, and you are now members of our student population of 15,000 students. So very happy to have you here once again. And we are aiming at an international campus, multicultural campus, and it's very good to have international students here. So last year we had about 1,300 international students, and I don't have the numbers for this year, but I think it's about the same. And that includes also exchange students. We have six faculties, and I guess you are students from each of all those faculties. So six faculties from the beginning of this year. Last year we had seven faculties, but we had some merges of the faculties together from the beginning of this year. And then we have international programs in every faculty at the moment, so I hope you are coming from all of the faculties here. And I hope that we have a quiet selection of minor subjects, so perhaps you have a chance to study also something from the other faculty than where your program is in. So we have a very big roots in teacher education. So we started as a teacher seminary 1863. So we were Jyväskylä Teacher Seminary back then, and now the University of Jyväskylä from 1966. Well, this is part of the orientation program which you are having now, but we have also other services for you. And I hope you have, I don't go through all those services because there are other people to talk about the services, but I hope you can use the services and find your beginning at the very best way. And one thing, a couple of things I would like to mention here, because life is not just studying. Studying is important, but it's not just studying. So perhaps I hope you have a chance to take part in our Friendship Families program, where you have a possibility to visit Finnish families, Finnish homes, maybe Finnish summer cottages, go to Finnish sauna and all that. And then we have very good possibilities for university sports. So I encourage you to take part in those activities as well. We are here in this old Alvar Aalto building now. I'm very happy that we could have this meeting here in this building, because this building has been in renovation for about almost 5 years, I think. It was totally renovated, but it looks the same as it was. And that was the purpose of it. So it's very, very, very new beginning of the building, because a total renovation, but now we are here. And I'm really happy that we can start our semester here, especially in this building. This is very famous Alvar Aalto building, so we have a lot of groups coming to visit this building. But in addition to Seminaarimäki campus, which is here around this building, we also have two other campuses, Mattilanniemi. For example, business school is in Mattilanniemi, and then Ylistö. For example, mathematical sciences are there, physics, chemistry, nuclear sciences. But all those campuses are very close to one another, so it's possible to walk or have a bike. Our city is a medium-sized city here in Finland, in the center of Finland. So as you have noticed, we have a lot of lakes, a lot of forests, a lot of nature. So I hope you have a chance to enjoy the nature around the city. But we also have a lot of activities around, because we have a big university and also the polytechnics and other schools. So we have a very, very wide student population here in this town. So you will see it on the town, and you will see in the student activities that we have a lot of students here in Jyväskylä, and that's why it's a lively student town. So you can both enjoy the both student activities and student life, and also the nature around the city. And we are, as I showed in the map in the very, very beginning, so we are in the center of Finland, almost in the center of Finland, so you have a possibility to visit other places of Finland as well. And I encourage you to take some trips to other places as well. It's going to be cold in winter, probably. So it's not during the last years not too cold that it used to be some time ago, but fairly warm in summers. And it's going to get dark, but during the darkening time, so then I especially encourage you to take part in the student activities and other activities and not to be too much bothered about the darkness. Our language is Finnish language. I hope you have a chance to take course in Finnish. At least to learn some Finnish, but also about 5% of our population speaks Swedish as a mother tongue, so it's the second official language of Finland. But here in Jyväskylä, so we are mainly Finnish-speaking area. So I'm not going to give any further information. You are going to have a lot of information after me. But I hope that you take very good time, that you have very good time here during your studies. I hope you make friends with each other and other students, and you are coming from all very, very many countries and all over the world, so this is a perfect opportunity for you to make friends and friendships that last for a long time to each other, and also to Finnish students, Finnish families, like I mentioned, the family program and all that. So thank you for coming to us, and have a nice studies. Thank you.
No? Okay. So hello everyone. My name is Emilia Tolvanen. I'm a coordinator at the admission services of the university, and I think I have been in contact with all of you already, at least by email, and I've also met some of you and then spoke on the phone with some of you. And I would like to wish you all very welcome to Jyväskylä and to the university also on my behalf. And then I have my colleagues here.
Yes, welcome all. My name is Agnes Stojcic, and I've also been in contact with all of you, or hopefully all of you. I work in the student union, and I work there as the specialist in international affairs, and I take care of the international affairs and development cooperation there. And as part of my job, I work very closely with the international office, and I am responsible for coordinating the tutoring services that you have received. And welcome on my behalf as well. It's great to see you all here after months of correspondence. And we will continue with Emilia shortly, but first then Nora.
Good morning everyone and welcome. My name is Nora Ervelius. I work at the International Office Infodesk. Some of you already have met me, some of you haven't. So if you have a problem and you don't know where to go with it, you can try and come to me. I may or may not be able to answer your question, but at least I'll try to find someone who can help. So perhaps we'll meet.
Yes, and as I mentioned, we will have with Emilia a presentation for you on some basic practical information. But before we go there, now after we have introduced ourselves, we would like to hear a bit about you. I'm afraid there won't be time to hear all of your names and what you study, but we would like to ask some general questions. And if it applies to you, please then stand up, so at least we can see a bit and know a bit more about you. So a bit of movement also here for the start. And we would like to know first of all where you are from. Again, just in general, maybe I go from continent to continent. So first, please, Europeans, show yourself. Yes, I think most of you. Yes, thank you. Many of you are from Europe, and many of you are actually from Finland. But we have other people as well, and we would like to see the ones who are from Asia. Please. Yeah? Quite a good group as well. Thank you. Do we have anyone from Australia? I think we should have, but I don't know if she's here. Yes, I think. All right. North Americans. Do we have any? Yay! We have a few. Welcome. Do we have people from South America? Yay, welcome. This is a private welcome. And then students from Africa. Yay. Thank you. Then we will have some other kind of questions. Let's see, what do we want to ask first? Is there someone who is not here for the first time in Finland? And then a lot of Finns probably will stand up now. A lot of you are familiar with Finland. That's nice. Do you, Emilia, have something?
Please stand up those of you who have never done cross-country skiing. Well, did you know that the university sports offers also courses on that if you want to try? Is there anyone who has never seen snow? Okay. Well, you will see some soon. And anyone who has not been in sauna, who's never been in sauna. Yeah. Well, you will get a chance to try that too if you want to.
And I don't know if you have noticed these things that Finns call candies, and they look black and they are salty. How many of you have tried it from the
cold sauna?
Okay. And now those of you who actually liked it can stay standing. Yeah. Very good. Again, I think if we asked the Finns to sit down first, then we wouldn't have that many people standing. All right. So that was just a bit of getting to know each other, but maybe now the interesting part that you will also really want to know, to see which faculties you study in. So you will be able to see a bit who are the other students who study in the same faculty as you do. So those students who study at humanities and social sciences, can you show yourself? Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Thank you. Education and psychology. Faculty of Education and Psychology. Yeah, we have a lot of education students, and you have found each other, not yourselves. Hopefully yourselves as well. Some people there as well. Business and Economics. I expect a lot of students, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. There are a lot of you. Do we have students here from Mathematics and Science? Okay, not that many of you here. Sports and Health Sciences also, there could be some, yeah? Yeah, no, you're not sure? Yeah, well, Sports and health sciences.
Yes.
There you go. That's it. And then last but not least, information technology. All right. I think there's a bit more of you than actually the orientation made it. Okay, so this is just give a bit idea of how diverse you are, and then also to see a bit of like connecting things who are from the same areas or who study the same on the same faculty at least. But now we can go on to the practical info. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So first a bit about this orientation program that started now. And it will go on for the whole week, the rest of the week. And we have a lot of important lectures in the orientation program, so we are hoping that you will attend those lectures. For Finnish students, there might be some lectures that are not that important to you, but we have many lectures, for example, about the IT services of the university, the language center, university sports, health services, these kind of things that they are important for all of you. And then in the morning before this session, we had the check-in desk, and we will have another one tomorrow. So if you didn't visit the check-in desk today, then you can do that tomorrow morning in this same building. And in the check-in desk, we will give you your certificate of registration and your computer username and password for the university network. And also we have there a calendar of the student union and a discount voucher for local buses in Jyväskylä if you buy a bus card for those. And then what else? We have a ticket to the rector's reception for new students and a concert also by Semmarit, which is a choir kind of which started here at the university. And the link to the program is here. By the way, all these slides that we show in the different infos will be online on the same page where the orientation program is. So afterwards you can go back to this. Also we will have videos, or at least on some of the infos, so you can also later on check the videos from that website. And then each faculty, or usually each program also, has their own info as part of the orientation, or some of them are next week also. And you can also check the timing and place of your program's info from the website of the orientation program. So here's today's program. So after this you have academic practices at the university, then lunch, and then some other important infos for you. That IDESCO one is the international degree student, what is it called? Community, yeah, in Jyväskylä. So that's a good one to visit also. And then your tutors will give you a campus tour. So a lot of important things. And here is a list of the student cafeterias on campus. And if you have your student card already, you can show that at the student cafeterias to get the student discount. But if you don't have the card yet, then you can use the certificate of registration, which we were giving out in the morning in the check-in desk. And also tomorrow we will be having another check-in desk. And here are also links to the menus of these student restaurants. So later on you can check them. Here's a map of the campus. You can see it better if you follow the link. But like Mari Ikonen just told you, we have three campuses. We are now on the main campus, Seminaarinmäki. I don't know if you can see, but we are in building C. And behind this building, in building X, there is the service point of the IT services of the university in X125, that room. So, for example, if there was some problem with you so that you didn't get the computer username and password from the check-in desk, then you can get it from there. And the international office and the admission services where I also work are in the T building, which you can't see very well here, but it's next to the university library, which is building B. So on the second floor of building T, we have the international office and the admission services. Yes, then in Ilokivi, which is this ILO, are the offices of the student union, for example, Agnes, and also other, those who are working at the student union. And then also there is the restaurant of the student union called Ilokivi. Yes, what else? Then this Mattilanniemi campus, there's the big Agora building, and then the red brick building is also next to that. And then we have the Ylistö building, campus on the other side of the lake. Here is a bridge that you can walk through to the other side of the lake. And there are restaurants on each campus. Anything else to mention?
All right, a couple of words about the student courts. In the morning in the check-in, I asked many of you who came to my desk whether you have your student card or not, and many of you actually had it, so that's very good news. Just some reminders for those who don't have it yet. For being able to get the student card, your registration has to be completed. That includes the payment of the membership fee to the student union and returning the registration papers to the university. You got this certificate of registration from us in the morning. In the certificate of registration, you have your student number, so that you can use for ordering one kind of student card. It would be the plastic student card. And if you order digital student card, so if you download the Frank app, you will need a personal identity code for that, your own personal identity code from Finland. And you will need a digital photo as well. So those are the basics that you need, and you can order the card on the Frank website. There are a couple of different kind of student cards. What we recommend for you is the plain plastic student card, which costs 15 euros 10 cents, plus there would be a 1 euro delivery fee. Or then there's the digital student card, which is also widely accepted. It's called the Frank app, and that's free of charge. It's not available for Windows phones, but for others, yes. And when you order, you will be also offered a third option, which would be a plastic MasterCard student card, which is only available in Finnish and Swedish, and therefore we don't really recommend, because the terms and conditions will be in Finnish or Swedish. So if you don't understand either of these languages, we don't quite recommend this. You also need a Finnish passport or identification card for ordering that kind of card, and you would need to have a registered Finnish address, which means that your Finnish address needs to be registered at the register office. So this is a bit of a difficult kind of card to order for freshly arrived international students, but at least you do have the two other options. We recommend those for you. Important thing that in Finland we call PhD students postgraduate students. So when you order the card, you shouldn't click on that you are a postgraduate student, because you are going to get a PhD student card, and PhD students actually don't have as much benefits as you do. So don't make the mistake, because that's not going to end well for you, or then you will need to get another card. The student cards, they will be delivered, the plastic student card will be delivered to your home address, so make sure you provide your Finnish address well, and you write it right. But when you get the card, that card will arrive without the validating sticker. So you will need to visit either the student services in the T building, where also the international office is, or then the student union itself, where you can get the sticker to your card. If you have the Frank app, you don't need to bother about any kind of stickers, then it's valid already. And the student union office. So Ilokivi, what Emilia has just showed you, that's open from Monday to Thursday from 12 to 4, and on Friday it's a bit shorter, it's only until 3. So come visit us. You will need to go to the central office. There will be an arrow showing where you need to go to get the sticker. And if you have any problems ordering the card, so if you have your student number or if you have your personal identity code and for some reason it doesn't accept them, or there it shows for you some kind of like error message or not, then please contact Frank. So the card provider, so they will be able to check what is the technical problem that is happening. Couple of words about the discount as well. So many of you have already a student card, and many of you have just received a certificate of registration from the check-in desk. You can also get it tomorrow if you haven't received that. So you can use the student card or the certificate of registration for receiving the discount in student restaurants. You can use the certificate of registration until the end of September only. So after that, you should have some kind of student card, either the app or the plastic one. The restaurants won't accept the paper anymore from October on. If you don't have the student card yet and you wish to travel long distance, you need two separate things depending on how you would like to travel. If you would like to travel by long distance buses, then you will need to go to the student services or the international office and get a certificate that shows that you are a student. It's not the same certificate that we have just given to you. Matka Huolto, so the bus service provider, they have their own form. So you will need to get that form and bring that form to the travel center. You will need to take an ID photo of you and 10 euros, and you will get instantly a student card, their own student card that you can use only for them. And then you can get the student discounts. If you would like to travel by train, you also need to go to the student services or the international office, and you get their own certificate. But with that certificate, you can travel. So in that case, if you want to travel by train, you don't have to go to the travel center to get another card or whatever. With that certificate, you can travel and get the student discount. Make sure you have the certificate with you all the time, because when the inspector comes and you don't have it, then you get a fine. And this certificate, the train's certificate, is valid only for 3 months. The bus card is valid for a year. So keep that in mind. And Omnibus doesn't give any student discount, so you don't need to prove that you're a student. So in that sense, it's easy.
Okay, so I already mentioned before the computer passwords, which you can use to log into the university systems. For example, Korppi, which is the registration system to our courses. So if you haven't got your computer passwords yet, you can get them either tomorrow at the check-in desk, or there were a few of you who visited the check-in desk today but you didn't have your computer ID there, so then you can go to the room X125 for the info desk of the IT services. But if you just didn't pick up yours yet, then you can come tomorrow to the check-in desk to pick it up. And this applies only to those of you who have taken care of registration for this academic year, but I think probably all of you have done that already, because the deadline for that was 21st August. And after tomorrow's check-in desk, if, for example, someone arrives later, or if you can't come to the check-in desk, then you can get your computer passwords and also the certificate of registration from the international office in the second floor of the T building. And you should have an ID with you so that we can be sure that you are the person you say you are before we give you these documents. Okay, so Agi again.
Yeah, that was a short break. So a bit about student tutors. I mentioned that I'm one of the persons who are responsible for coordinating the student tutoring system. And the idea was that briefly I could give you an idea Again, that what are the main tasks of the tutor, so you can know that what kind of help you can receive from the tutor. So the main tasks are, some of the main tasks are, your tutor needed to contact you before your arrival, and then help you with your arrival, and then meet you when you actually arrive to Jyväskylän and lead you to your apartment, help you with your key as well. Then now, once you are here, there are all kinds of practical issues facing you that you have to take care of. So you might need to go to the local registry office or register at the registry office, going to banks maybe if you want a bank account. If you're an EU citizen, you might need to go to Migri to register there. So with these kind of things, they can advise you and help you. They are not able to, for example, go with you to Migri, to Kuopio or Tampere or somewhere else, but they can help you from Jyväskylä to book an appointment or advise you on documents you need to take or those kind of things. So with these kind of practicalities, with these bureaucratic things that maybe are difficult to keep in mind, you can turn to your tutor. They are also here to help you with getting familiar with your new environment, meaning the university, but the city as well. So they will show you around. There's a campus tour today, and they can help you registering courses if you have the list of courses you want to register for, so they can show you how these systems work and those kind of things. And they should also give you a library tour and then a city tour as well. However, what is important that your tutors are not trained to be able to help you with study-related issues, meaning that if you have questions about courses that you are interested in, you would like to know if you can take it, or you want to ask what courses I need to take, your tutors are not able to answer these kind of questions. So with these sort of questions, you should always contact your program coordinator, the program that you are studying in. Some of you are lucky enough to have a tutor from your own program, but not every one of you. If you have a tutor from your own program, of course they can give you tips and advice, but they are still not responsible for advising you in these matters. And in case you encounter any kind of problems, or you have questions, you have feedback, anything relating tutoring, please do contact me, and I can help you out, and I'm also interested in your feedback.
Okay, do you have some questions on anything that was covered here? No questions? Okay, all clear. Well, if you think of any questions later on, then here are some contact information of the International Office. If you have questions about the certificate of registration or the computer ID or these kind of things, you can ask them. And if you have questions, for example, on tuition fees and the scholarship program to do with that, then you can ask me from the admission services. And if you have questions about your program and studies in your program, then you can contact the personnel of your program. And about tutors, for example, you can contact Agnes, like she said. Okay, but if you don't have any questions, then we would like to thank you for your attention. And now I think we are a bit ahead of schedule, but Elisa is here already, so we can already start on the academic practices at the university. Thank you.